Okay, so once I tried to record two videos, and actually a cable of mine was plugged, like the speaker cable, so no sound was recorded. This time I hope I will see with the recording that the sound is working. But that is the perfect ground to talk about sabotage programming, because all reels have layers of this embedded in them. And we all have to kind of navigate our reality with our own layers of sabotage. Plus, we have heavy targeting, many different kinds of handlers around us. 5 years later, you look at the photos and you see, oh, yeah, here I was with three different handlers and no allies, right? The three people around you were your handlers, no matter how much you love them. Because there is some kind of real, kind of very twisted love between. It's also with, of course, it's also called Stockholm syndrome. But when another reel is used to be your handler and is very psychotic or has a lot of mental issues, in this lifetime, they just are not able to go over and beyond their programming. So all of that to kind of come back to sabotage programming, which is huge, 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 huge. And I have all reels also have to deal with a lot of gang stalking, a lot of nasty attack that are gonna try to scare you. It's just a lot of twisted, manipulative energies, disguising as something they are not, trying to get a reaction out of you because the reaction is feeding. So learning to have kind of a mastery with that, like just choosing, you say no one time, but if they keep on, then I'm not losing my time with them, and I move on. And with this full moon, it's also a time where people are easily manipulated with their mind. And also whenever you want to do something important, something that's gonna shift energy, just an hour before, you're gonna have someone teleguided to trigger you. It can trigger you in reactive mode. It can also trigger some alters. So the quality of your work is gonna be debilitated by the triggering. It's gonna be lessened. So usually it's a good sign. It's a sign that you're gonna do something important. And no matter if there is only one other real person, it's huge actually when structures are moving in the psyche of people. So we all have our complex systems to navigate. I myself am dealing with sabotage programming, programmed alters, closing my documents, being clumsy or things like that. But I find that it's manageable in comparison to what I observe in others. And I've been observing so many layers of sabotage programming in a lot of my friends. And I mean, it can also trigger in others other things like the wound of non-recognition or, just a big frustration. So that's very complex. I've been managing my sabotage programming well enough to be moving quite a lot of energy in my life, no matter what, no matter if it's still expressing in my days. I still manage to kind of create a part of my vision, not all my vision, because I have way more in my drawers, but I've been able to move forward the last years. When you're putting things into motions that have a quality to them, to it, like when you're creating deprogramming content, when others are in their self-sabotage, it feels like you're on a train and that people are putting like heavy loads of bags of stone on you, kind to just stop your course, you know. And of course, we, you know, as someone skilled to shift energy, as someone skilled in putting into words deprogramming, it's sure that I'm going to be confronted to a lot of sabotage coming from, you know, clients or friends. I see it all around. And it's difficult because when we see that, it's hard sometimes to notice also the changes, the positive changes that are happening. And of course, some people are more locked into self-sabotage than others. And some are able to kind of navigate it. And then you feel like you're going somewhere, right? Or I've been witnessing around me that many people are not ready to share publicly. Many mind-controlled asset gifted people are not ready. I noticed that if they haven't started on their own social media account to speak their truth and to create content themselves, they're self-sabotage programming gonna kick in, and they're not ready to share. They're not ready to share with someone who is not like a blatant obvious handler. The same programming is not going to be activated when it's frequencies of truth and when it's frequency of usury or lies. So it shows us that we have many layers to address, and they're not all the time the layers that we think need to be addressed. You know, sometimes we think we need something, but actually we need to do some work, and we're not even aware of what this work is about. Because we have like a lot of distorted mirrors, a lot of self-deception going on. A lot of procrastination programming being embedded in us. And most of the time we are also programmed not to let the good enter, not to let benevolence assistance enter. It's hard. It's hard also to accept some help coming from the simulation system, because you have to deal with the frequency of the simulation. So it's heavy. It's heavy in itself. So it's not like pure gift, but nothing is pure light. Nothing is pure darkness. We generally have to deal with a mixture of darkness and light, and heaviness and lightness. It's the same in our friends. And if we feel like, if usually seeing their faces just bring a smile on our face and then suddenly it doesn't, it's probably meaning that we are in an active wounding because we don't feel the same as we usually were feeling. So the wall and these faces hasn't changed. So something in us has changed, and that indicates very often that we are in an active wounding. Also, when we are in active wounding, we generally distort the energy and kind of produce the contrary of what we want to produce, right? So all of that is very interesting to keep on being aware and observe in our lives. And usually we also really want to believe in the good entering our life or new people we are crossing paths with. But in my experience, I have to say that 80% of the people sent my way are a trap. It's an engineering. And even when it's not, it's still complex to communicate and just move forward with all the programming being used and, you know, distorted and all of that. So sometimes the desire to want to believe in something good, want to believe in the honey trap, leads us to see things not as they are. We kind of project what we would want, and we dismiss what we could perceive if we were not in this projection, in this wish that we have for our reality. So it's very interesting, and I've seen that playing in front of my eyes, where I've seen from a photo the image shifting from what I wanted to see to what was actually there. And it wasn't what I wanted, but it's interesting. So I guess I'll take it. Additionally to all of that, we usually have to deal with a great deal of external resistance, whether it's handlers or technology not working, or negative types of AI being used against us, or oftentimes it's our own internal self-sabotage system that is active, like the story I just related about me having the cable of my speaker just rendering the recording of the sound impossible. I had no one else to blame, and my energy was uplifted at that moment. So I decided to finally record these recordings that I never redone, by the way. I just decided that I would just create new things from then on, because you have like that, you know, when you have to repeat, the magic is gone sometimes. So we have to deal with these difficulties. So we have to deal with multiple things, and also to create online content, for example, is a lot of work and a lot of underground hidden work. Like, you create visuals, you create text writings, you know, you have to edit, you have to review your edit, you have to make sure it's okay. You know, there is a lot of things going on, creating miniatures, you know, it's so. It takes a high level of vitality in the body. And that's also why health is so important. And what I've been noticing is a lot of different forms of sabotage happening, like friends or clients forgetting, forgetting to show up, you know, for a live call or a class, or being late. You know, when they are late, it means they were struggling with some kind of, you know, programming. And sometimes they also interrupt. That's like they are sabotaging you. You know, they are usually sabotaging themselves, but they can't help it. And, you know, their alters are just too taking the front lead and being too active, and so they are a little bit out of control, right, when they are doing that. Or you know, yeah, they are trying to take the lead, they are not letting themselves be guided, they are controlling, you know. I've been noticing that, just a huge fear of some to be guided into, yeah, it's and then just this brings up to the surface a very controlling aspects. So it usually makes it harder than it should be for someone who's trying to create valuable content for others to deprogram, to work on their own deprogramming, right? So we're all familiar with that. We all have to deal with layers and layers of that in our everyday life, that's for sure. Another example is when people are easily convinced by a matrix proposition. You know, the matrix just change a few things up here, there, time-wise and in their calendar, and they just bite into it. And then they don't show up, or they don't even see, they don't even read the patterns. sometimes it's still good to read patterns. Sometimes it's valuable. It's also dangerous to read too much into patterns because we can always be surprised. But I mean, you can feel the frequencies of some stuff or these poison synchronicities. You know, you buy it and it's tempting you through your weak spot. And it's often fear or low frequencies. So once the backdrop simulation technology handlers are not enough anymore to keep you in your rank as a real fire creation being, you will get different form of handlers, more and more sophisticated, up until having other reels as handlers, from the most broken reels, the most erratic, the ones not doing their homework, thinking they are doing the work, but they really aren't. They are used negatively or against you. You will get narcissistic reels if you're an empath, you know, working on recovery. And I've also seen how narcissistic handlers are handling other narcissistic handlers. And I mean, there are a lot of broken reels in this realm, and they will certainly be used to slow you down if you are doing the work, or at least as much work as you can every day, you know? So these reels, you know, in the past, the backdrop handler was enough. So the simulation didn't even have to bother to send you, to trigger and send you like a real person. But when it doesn't work, then okay, they're gonna send another reel, trigger them remotely, teleguide them, especially if they have a lot of AI component integrating to them, if they easily deceived, if they haven't done their work to open their eyes to what this realm is about. And they often will be sure that they are acting out of love, or that, you know, that's how the self-deception, how far it goes, you know. They are convinced that they are not doing anything wrong, right? That's what mind control is about. The programming might be breaking down at some point in the future in their life, but for most of them, it doesn't look like they're really interested in opening their eyes about what's really going on. So it is causing a lot of distraction in our life, and it's all about distraction. Handling is about distraction. Triggers is about distraction and harvest. And the system wants you to focus your energy where it's unfruitful and where the impact is minimum. That is what keeping you on your lowest timeline is about. It's making sure to control where the direction of your work is going to go. So it's going to go to the person benefiting the least, your work. And usually, if you're real doing the work, you usually have a lot of real friends around you that you love, and you clearly see how you could help them, you know, heal and deprogram, but they are usually not able to see or even resonating with the depth of your work. So it is frustrating for wheels who are doing the work to be in these kinds of relationships where you always have to be patient and giving. And so you have to do a lot of work for your nervous system and integrating your own trauma so you can be always the best version of yourself for these friends that you love, you know, and you are in touch with them and making the most of these moments, but you know how much further it could go. And this is sometimes heartbreaking, right? It's been heartbreaking for me many times with a few of my friends that I really dearly love. And I see them stuck in looping, and I have lots of keys, you know, I see through a lot of what they're going through. Something else that I've noticed is also perfectionism programming, which in this realm it's difficult to attain good quality or perfection because we always entangle our energies with simulation. So sometimes we want to kind of edit the simulation out, but it takes a lot of work to kind of come back to the material and edit it. And while you're doing that, you have all these new materials in you that kind of want to be expressed, you know? So it's usually quite hard to create content, you know, sitting and looking at a video when there is no one around, when the content is gonna be shared for later. It's way easier to jump in a conversation with another person, and then you kind of get activated. But usually around you, you have like a lot of imposters and people who actually harvest you or diminish the quality of what you're going to deliver. You know, there is like a sort of counterproductive thing happening. So it's hard to find the energy to sit and do these kind of things. That's why it's a sort of laziness, if you wish, to opt for the easiest option. So there was there can be other types of fear. I've seen that around, it's not time yet, I'm not ready. You know, that's other types of sabotage programmings that are active and kind of in the way for people to really start anything, make a jump, you know. So I think what is important is really to work on integrating these alters, these sub-personalities, this inner programming, these webs that are within us, you know, because as much as we can navigate them, if we can navigate them better, it helps us a lot, you know. We can definitely program our mind for, you know, we can program our mind that they will not be, like self-sabotage will not be. With a higher frequency, if you're very decided, you know it when you've done things, you know, suddenly you had enough and it was time. So that's that kind of very decided energy. And then you kind of program your present, your future with that kind of energy. And we also work on integrating self-sabotage by being more present, being conscious, you know, working on staying conscious, on numbing less, on working on our addictions. And you know, it's fascinating how the mind kind of always find something. So we work to stay in the body, to become more aware, because you know, when others are like actively in their sabotage mode, not only sabotaging themselves, but sometimes also sabotaging you and what you do, you know, not helping you. So that's why sometimes, and that's something that I've been doing more, is to be less silent about what's really happening. Because I noticed that silence is not very fruitful. My silence on some on what I see. So it's something that I've been working on, speaking what I see around me, and being more ready also to tackle the darkness and, you know, acknowledge that it's there and make room to work on it. And also not wanting for others to always have it easy, or hoping that they would get the hints, because many times they don't, you know. So if someone sometimes doesn't tell us or doesn't share with us, you know, are you aware you've been doing this? They might not even remember the event like happening like this. And this has also to do with false memories, or it's active mind control, you know, it's like a veil over reality. So whenever sabotage is kicking in, we can also try again, or try in a new way, like I've been doing here, you know, take a new beginning, and also programming our minds that next time we will do better, next time we succeed. And we can do that when we are in a very strong energy. And sometimes we can use the energy of I have enough, or like a righteous anger, to kind of stand our ground. And sometimes it's a good motivator also to move things around us. I think this will resonate with anyone who has an understanding of mind control and an understanding of how their energy is being used in so many different ways every day, and who reads reality in the depth of its details, if you wish.